My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
You were involved in what is one of the most hilarious yet nerve-wracking experiences of my emceeing career. It could have all gone downhill very, very quickly. And I go back to 2009 at the Caloundra Music Festival. And I'd introduced you and you'd come out on stage and you did your thing. The crowd went wild. Anyway, on the balcony at the hotel was James Rain. And he was a little bit impatient because you actually cut in to his set time. And you looked over, you'd noticed that he was pointing at his imaginary watch. Going, you know, come on, Daryl, wrap it up. And you said to the audience, it seems like I'm holding up James's time, so let's kick on, hey? And you continued to perform. I had James Rain storm over and tear me a new one because you wouldn't get off stage.
Oh, James is a bit like that, but he and I are very good friends. Yes. And he understands. Like, he knows that I sometimes, back then, used to drag out the horses just to annoy him.
Well, when you're on a roll, you're on a roll, Darryl.
Well, you may as well, you know. Yeah. Sort of. No, we've been friends for a long, long time, ever since, when Edge came out in 87, before that. So it's been a long time.
So just speaking on gigs, obviously you've been around for a long time now. How has your rider changed in that time? So maybe back in the 80s when you were touring around, what did you have behind stage when you're getting ready, and what have you got now?
Oh God! Well, back in those days, and I guess like going back to the Sherbet days, I can't remember if we actually even had riders. You know, it might have been just a couple of beers or whatever, and it sort of, we weren't. Well, I didn't drink, and I don't think the boys. But nothing as elaborate.
So nothing
as what they are now. You know. Yeah.
So what's on it now?
Like nowadays, soft drink. Only, that's about it. You know,
right, herbal tea. Just enough. Before your performance, gargling some salt water.
Specific. There's half a dozen beers.
Yeah.
There's cans of Coke, because if they haven't got the Coke, the boys in the band, some of them, there's two of them, they really cause a scene and go, no, right. We don't want Pepsi, we want Coca-Cola.
And, you know? And chilled to 3 degrees. You know.
Exactly. It's pathetic, but that's all right, you know.
You adore him anyway. Hey, congratulations on the brand new single, Love Songs. You're a man who just continues to span generations, and everyone just absolutely adores you. But what is it like to put brand new music out in a landscape of 2020?
Yeah.
And especially in the COVID-19 environment, it's, who would have thought? I mean, I actually didn't think that I would end up putting this out as a single, because it really wasn't meant for me, but it was to be sent to Pink. But yeah, her manager passed he's a very good friend of mine, he was meant to pass it on, he did pass it on to her, but he then turned around and said, I think it suits you more, Daryl, than her. And I said, thank you, Rog. And that was it.
Do you hope that it's as big as Horses, or do you hope that it's not? Because I'm sure that you've sung Horses so many times that you think, geez, I wish this was not mine.
I mean, the Horses is a different thing altogether. It's who would have thought that it would still be quite a good song like 20-odd years or 30 years down the track? It's quite extraordinary. But with Love Songs, the first time I heard it before I sent it off to Pink, I thought, my God, how good is this song? For me, I mean, and I usually go on first listening, I thought, but it did. It hit me the first time I heard it. I thought, my God, how good is this? We ended up playing it and then recording it, and now it's out.
Hey, we're thrilled not only that we could have spoken to you for a few minutes, but also thrilled to say you do have the brand new single, Love Songs. It is out now and on K-Rock. Daryl, thank you so much for your time, mate. We really appreciate it, and all the best with this brand new single.
My pleasure, and all the best to people in Geelong.